Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, hi. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good.
I'm Christine Marie.
I'm Julie.
I'm the mom.
I'm not. I'm the daughter. I guess if you say that you're the mom, I've got to be the daughter, right?
You have to be.
Or you're just a mom to somebody.
Yeah, somebody. So we're mom and daughter, but we're much more than that. And speaking of more, we like to say, actually, that it's more life with the girlfriends. We talk about life, but our goal is to add more life to your lives and to our lives.
For
How
sure.
How true is that, right?
I mean, we're coaches.
Absolutely.
You got your master's degree in therapy, counseling, psychology.
Yeah.
You've got many certifications. I was a
certifiable
teacher in a past life. Yes, you're definitely certifiable. And here we are doing a podcast, which we love to do.
And you know, I just thought about this. You know, you talk about certificates. We are going to be doing some hypnosis because we're certified in hypnosis. It's right.
Yes,
so we've got some that, you know, lurking in the background. It's going to be fun. You know, we've decided to sort of resurrect our business.
For sure.
After you can hear last week's podcast after being gone for several weeks, but
well, and I think if you listen to last week's podcast, you could we actually say that in the last 12-13 months,
yes,
we probably had to take off 6 months for health reasons,
yes,
and just to help each other out,
right?
and so forth.
Yeah,
and
not necessarily us. A lot of it was Normano.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's been an interesting year and a half to say, a year and a couple months to say the least.
Yeah,
and it's been fun. But what we really are about is, you know, we wrote a book called The Clutterfly Effect: Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
How one small step or tweak can add up to big changes.
Big changes, right?
And
you know, that book is more true now today than it ever has been.
Get it at Amazon for sure. You can also go to theclutterflyeffect.com to pick one up from Amazon. But here's the thing. What we talk about is really how to make our lives better in so many ways.
Right.
There's so many different parts of our lives that we kind of let just be nuisances, and we kind of accept the fact that this is just a mediocre part of our lives, and we can't make it any better.
Right.
We're going to talk a little later about Elliot. We have a little segment of our show called Elliot's Corner, and he's a year and a half almost, a little Wheaton Terrier, but I've committed to having a really well-trained, well-behaved dog.
Mm-hmm.
Where our two dogs last time, for, you know, 16 years of our lives, we had two border collies.
Right.
And literally they ran the roost.
They ruled the roost.
Lovely dogs. But we spent a lot of time with them, just soothing them. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I want to talk. So we're going to talk about our lives a little bit.
Yeah, that's life with a girlfriend.
Yes.
Or should say
we're going to have a little bit of our Elliot's Corner and what you can learn from your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, too, we're going to have what we call pillow talk a little later on.
Yes, we do.
Mom goes, "Hey, Julie, what's that song, Pillow Talk?" And I YouTube it, and it came up with Zane. And I go, this cannot possibly be.
Mom may not be recommending Zane.
No,
that's
Zane
right.
Pillar Talk. I'm thinking no. And she goes, no, think older. Think Doris Day. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for that. If you gave me Doris Day, I think that would have popped up right away. But we like the play on words, pillow and pillar talk. Talking about those pillars of our lives that, you know, our body, our finances, our career, our spirituality, our family, our relationships with others.
And we like to think that all those pillars are like the rungs are on a wheel, and that the wheel is rolling smoothly when all those things are in balance.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's the lovely part of pillar talk.
For sure. I don't know if you could hear our dog barking in the background.
Darling Elliot.
Well, and it's funny because what that means, we'll have to talk about that later, because it means someone's not doing their job.
Exactly.
And so, like,
there you have it, life with the girlfriends.
Exactly. And what you were saying, though, when your pillars are not aligned, you have a wheel that's not functioning right.
Right, and you can feel it in
you
everywhere.
You can feel it.
You
and
bet.
So you go, okay, well, what part of my wheel's not running on all cylinders.
Yeah. And so that's why we like to talk about the pillars.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about that day. We're going to talk about finances as one of the pillars.
Yes.
And so forth. So, and that could lead to a variety of different areas in our lives.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. And then, so, and then we're going to talk about, if we have time, hopefully we do, we're going to talk about feelings and dreams, and how do our feelings affect our dreams.
Yeah.
And then it was funny, as I read my notes, I said field of dreams. And I thought, yeah, because that field is filled with a lot of feelings. Mm-hmm. And you're running the bases and all that stuff.
You bet.
There's a lot of baseball analogy.
That field of dreams was not too far from our home, right?
Right. And then
from the Kevin Costner movie?
Right. Just in Iowa.
Yeah.
And so, but since we're Cubs fans, and I should say now, you guys are kind of mediocre Cubs fans.
Yes.
But I'm more of a...
You're
what's that kind of word? But not by osmosis, but by affiliation. Mm-hmm. I'm a very big Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first time in a long time, the odds favorite in Vegas to win the World Series.
The
so it's kind of a fun time to be around here.
Yes.
It's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we had this major... You know, somebody got hurt real bad and he'd be out for the year. But
was he an important player? This guy,
he was a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He was an outfielder, he wasn't.
And they crashed, right?
Yeah, two outfielders crashed and you know, tore his ACL and his CLA or something.
Yeah, I can remember we're in the parking lot of the grocery store and we're looking up what is ACL? What does that mean?
Exactly.
And it's a knee thing.
It's a knee thing,
right?
And so, we're going to do that today.
I mean, wow, that's going to be a long show, Julie.
I know. And all packed. So stay tuned, everyone.
Yeah, action-packed show.
Exactly.
Whoa.
So, okay, girlfriend, what's going on with your life? Or should I just jump in and tell everybody what's going on in my life?
I guess I think the funniest thing was I was waiting in the van for you, mm-hmm. and you ran into the grocery store. And while you were in the grocery store... it rained.
Mm-hmm.
The sky was blue on one side and actually black on the other. And then it hailed. Mm-hmm. And the sky got blacker. And then snow started falling. And not just like a little flurry. It was like within minutes there was an accumulation. And this was all within about 5 minutes' time. And at one point I remember, I'm not scared. But this is weird. You know, April in the Midwest, there could be, not uncommon, but to have all this happen in a few minutes. And so I decided to turn the radio on, and I turned on WGN, which is a big, big station in the Midwest, you know. And Ro Khan was saying, is it the end of the world? That what's happening out there? I don't want to be afraid. I went, oh, thank you. Somebody acknowledging what was really going on. It was really weird.
It was really weird.
It was weird.
It didn't feel as weird to me because it felt...
Because you were in the store.
I was in the store. But not just that. It felt like Lake Effect Snow. And I'm very familiar with Lake Effect Snow because you could be driving in a clear blue sky and then 1 second later you're in a blizzard.
Wow.
And you just go, oh, this is Lake Effect Snow. But it was funny because I was hoping for lightning next because I had just been hearing someone.
And then the four horsemen of the apocalypse come riding out.
I was hearing that the spirit's coming, you know, is being ascended to us and we will have... You know, this massive energy everywhere, and it'll look like, you know, snow and rain and wind and fire and all the elements.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. You know, and so it was kind of fun looking at it, knowing that it was, it's fun looking at it when it's in April.
Yes.
It's not so fun in January.
No, that's for sure.
It could stay around forever. It's going to be cold and so forth.
Right.
But it was exciting. And it lasted for, what, 5 to 10 minutes? And then it was
about
over.
About 10 minutes.
And it was
but
over
But everybody then. Was talking about it.
Yeah.
That time.
So it was just so wild.
Yeah. And you had something interesting happen this week. Everybody who's new knows that, you know, while we're coaches and things like that, since... your father's heart attack a year ago and all this, you help him in his 18-wheeler.
Right.
Or as since we have super tires, I guess it's only a...
Super singles.
Super singles. Is it just a 14-wheeler then?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a 14-wheeler. Yeah,
and so, you know, you help them out, and so it came time for you to do your DOT test.
For sure. So it was interesting, because this is, I think, a real good example of faith. And I kind of had that syndrome, that white coat syndrome, where your blood pressure can spike in front of a white coat mm-hmm. or a doctor. Mm-hmm. And the thing about driving a semi is that every 2 years you get a DOT, Department
physical.
Of Transportation, physical,
yeah.
and you have to pass it. There's no gray period here. You've got it's either pass or fail.
Right.
And the last time I was there, my blood pressure spiked a little bit, mm-hmm. and it was because you can't have it over. You know, it has to be in the 130s over 80s. It mm-hmm. has to be. Mm-hmm. So if you hit 140 something over 90, you fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not on blood pressure medicine, so I usually have really normal blood pressure.
Right.
And so I started going, okay, well, I want to be careful of this because have to pass.
The last time you passed, but you had to relax or something.
I had to relax. I knew the nurse, and she's like, well, you don't have high blood pressure. Let's just calm down mm-hmm. and see. And then I got to be normalized
right.
and so forth.
Right.
So
this time
I'm ready for it.
Ready.
But I really put my faith out that, I'm kidding. My cares over to you, God. I'm going to pass this test.
Right.
I have faith. I'm setting my intentions strong.
And in addition,
I am reading this book about lowering your blood pressure naturally.
Mm-hmm. Taking the appropriate supplements.
Yeah, which is...
Drinking a lot of hibiscus tea. And
started doing that. I started doing that just almost
meditation.
Just 2 days before the test.
Okay.
I could have done that a little earlier. But making sure I have my magnesium,
right,
potassium, CoQ10, everything healthy for a healthy heart. And just making sure that I did what I was supposed to do. And it was so wonderful because I just stood firm that I was passing this test.
Mm-hmm.
And not only was I going to pass this test, it wasn't even going to be an issue.
Right.
And it was great because I was able to go in there and say, no medications, no nothing, no glasses, no nothing. And they ask you all these questions. And I swear, I think they throw in crazy questions so that they know that you're
really
least,
reading them.
At least reading them.
Right.
And one question was, one question might be, in the last 90 days, have you had a stroke? No. And the next question is, do you experience headaches?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I've had a headache.
Right.
And so I always circle, well, I put a question mark. Well, yes, don't know what you mean by that, but
right.
I've had a headache.
Right.
One question.
Crazy.
Yeah. Do you
Crazy
experience
question.
Numbness in your feet?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, no. But the next question is, do you ever experience a sore back? Well, sometimes my back is sore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so you run this line like, well, I don't want to give them information that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I want to be truthful. And mm-hmm. so. But then the nurse took my blood pressure right off the bat.
May I say?
Yes, go for it.
120 over 80.
120 over 80. That
yeah,
was awesome.
How beautiful.
It was awesome.
It was so great.
I just screamed, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank
That's
you.
That's right.
I stood firm, though. I knew I was going to pass.
I mean, so there you have it, right?
Yes.
This idea of standing firm, coming from a place of victory, knowing.
Right.
And then taking the appropriate actions.
Well, when we're talking about the seven A's, really, when you
yes,
talked
we
about
are.
Aligning,
right.
asking. And it was funny because when I was taking my test, we decided to go to this one place that we usually go to. And,
right.
We went and I'm like, let's just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost over. Let's just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there and they're totally booked.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't take me, which is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, this must be all part of the plan.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I'll make an appointment for the next day, which I did, and went back there. And it was interesting, though, because I really felt I was being shown what it's like to have a goal,
mm-hmm.
to have a fixed point, and have all these little things go...
Little obstacles
yeah.
in your way.
And not feeling anything but, I stand in victory.
Right.
This will yes. pass. I will pass on the first try.
Yes.
I have passed my test, really aligning with myself with the feelings of passing this test. And
so you were talking, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but so you mentioned the seven A's.
Yes.
And can I say what they are?
Please do.
And also the fact that people can can get the 7 A's.
Definitely.
For free.
And you're so good, girlfriend, because we talked about, you know, in about 15 minutes, talking about the 7 A's, and boom, boom.
Da-dum.
You're right there almost.
So let me, the first one is asked, answered. Align.
Yes.
Allow.
I'm going to quiz you, see if you know these.
Appreciate.
You could put it there.
Did I miss one?
Well, we usually do, after allow, we do action.
Oh, excuse me.
But
that's
you
right.
can do appreciation before action.
Action, appreciation, and then adjusting.
Well, adjusting after action, and then appreciation. Yeah. And, but you could mix them up a little bit.
Right. but we've got... for people that are listening, they can go to...
Theclutterflyeffect.com.
That's the name of our Amazon number one best-selling
yes.
book.
Go there. And we're tweaking it a little bit, so hopefully it'll be up you know, shortly. If not, give it a couple more days and go back there and get it, because we really have been working hard on it. It's, it's two videos, and it's...
It's called Introducing Number One Breakthrough, The 7 A's, How to Get What You Want Without Breaking a Sweat. And you'll see us both in our, we, it was so funny this week, we went out and put sweatbands on.
Right. Mom goes, I really want a campy looking picture.
Yes.
And I said, well, can I just please buy a stock photo of some woman, some model type? Yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
And she's like,
no.
And here's the deal. It's not because of my mom. It's because of me. You know, I always feel like, I'm not the girl that likes to put makeup on. And I didn't.
And you didn't.
Because I felt like my picture's going to be very small. I'm not putting makeup on. And here's my mom looking so beautiful, you know. And,
oh, thanks,
and
Jess.
And I'm like, yeah.
So I would say, just go there for the pictures.
Please. That would be awesome.
And you'll enjoy the 7 A's in addition to the pictures.
For sure. And it was interesting because when we did this course, we've done it before, the 7 A's, and it was the 5 A's, and we had two more A's.
Because we're smarter now.
Yeah, we are. And
who knows, next year?
What? Yeah.
And 9 A's.
Keep coming up with these A's. And what we did was we really went deeper in the idea of answered. Because
yes.
I think that's one of the hardest parts.
That is so cool, Julie. When we went back after really a couple of years looking at these things, and we came across the second A, which was answered, we had one sentence.
Yeah, and it's answered.
and what we went, what? Wait, right. What?
Exactly.
And so now you've got the full, you know, several pages of the second A, due to our getting wiser, smarter.
Renewing the mind. Yeah.
Renewing the mind.
And just really quickly, we kind of alluded a little bit what the word answered is about. It really is coming from and starting from a place of victory, knowing no matter what, this will come to pass, and having faith.
The only reason it won't come to pass is if you quit.
You give up. That's a sure enough way. And sometimes people go, oh, I know this. But sometimes I just get so tired of trying, trying again.
Yeah.
But you don't know next time.
And you're someplace different.
Yes.
Even though it may be the same dream, you can, reignite it in a different way.
Right.
You're just in a different space.
Right.
Let me just say that.
Well, and also, we added adjust into our 7 A's. Mostly because
we wanted to say tweak, since we're the tweaking girls.
But like, hey, what is tweak? Is there an A for tweak?
Yeah.
Adjusting.
Hello.
And the reason why is if we could just get out of our way a little bit and realize that every failure, quote unquote failure, it's not really that, it's just a way for you to adjust what you're doing, making then better and better decisions, doing better and better things, which gets you to better and better results.
Right.
And then if you could just get out of the condemnation, that process would happen faster.
Yeah.
But it really is a choice.
Yes.
And it takes practice.
So much is a choice, isn't it?
It takes practice.
I know you said
because,
condemnation because we do. I mean, I even went there a little bit this week myself going, oh, not this again. I'm such a loser, you know.
Yeah.
It just comes out so easily, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does.
Wow.
And then you go, wait a minute, I've chosen not to think this way again.
Right.
Doesn't mean that my brain hasn't caught up to me yet, but I've made a quality decision to say, I'm not going to say those words again. Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you just move on.
Because it's just a habit.
Yes.
And
100%.
Well, that little saboteur comes in and wants you to make sure that you don't do anything that might cause you a little stress.
Yes.
But it's hard not to move forward mm-hmm. without causing some growth to occur.
You bet. You bet.
And so forth. So I just wanted to say, so I felt really grateful for that situation. I thought it was a beautiful example.
It really is
of
a good
the seven
example.
A's and how faith really.
Plus action.
And adjusting and tweaking and all those good things.
Yeah, exactly.
Get you there.
Right.
Get you there.
So don't give up your dreams. In fact, that's what my blog is about.
Do not give up your dreams. Right. Exactly. They make you who you are.
Resurrecting them.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say a real quick thing about our lives a little bit, because I did want to do a little movie review. I saw Batman versus Superman. I don't know the whole title of it, some subtitle.
Right.
But it was Batman versus Superman.
Right.
And I absolutely loved it.
Loved it.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And we had, like, when Norm and I, learned that you were going to go, we went, we didn't hear very much, any good, really, reviews about it.
And I had
What was
either.
So cool?
And I was grateful that I heard poor reviews, because I think then I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. And Dad goes, well, I heard it had no storyline or plot line. Mm-hmm. And it really was like a precursor to the rest of the what was going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the storyline is just inferred, you know.
Inferred that you know what already happened. So
yes.
We're just telling you how it got there.
Yes. Such as, I'm going to say this. I'm not hurting the storyline, because I think we get it. There's the first scene, which is what we see in the commercials. We see a lot of destruction going on by a UFO. And what that is, it is the Kryptonians are coming, and Superman has to fight off the Kryptonians. And I'm guessing it's the Kryptonians from Superman.
Kryptonite? Krypton? Or?
Yeah, Krypton. But in Superman 2, I think, isn't that with Christopher Reeves, isn't that when Kryptonians came down?
I don't remember.
I think that's when it happened.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
But then again, they didn't have the
Kryptonian. That sounds like my maiden name.
Yes.
Christine Kryptonian.
That's right.
Christine Marie Kryptonian.
But I can honestly say, go in with no expectations, and you will have a really fun 2.5 hour time.
Ooh. Past my, I don't go to any, I don't see any movie that's 2.5 hours long.
No.
90 minutes.
Right. You don't see any movie that's 2.5 hours long in the house.
No, I don't.
So,
I won't. Otherwise, I fall asleep after 90 minutes anyway.
Yeah, so what's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point? And that's too bad, because most movies now are over 2 hours.
Right.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
They probably feel, why leave these scenes on the director's floor? But there were, after seeing, I also saw Home, thank goodness, with Doug. The Hateful Eight.
You did?
Yeah, you knew that.
No.
Did I tell you?
Is it good?
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
Doug fell asleep in minute one.
Whoa.
It was truly a typical Quentin Tarantino film.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed every moment of it. But there was, it literally takes place on a farm in a room during a blizzard.
Whoa. The whole movie?
The whole movie. And the first scene where Doug fell asleep, and I'm not giving away anything here, trust me.
Oh darn, you gave it away.
We're seeing, I think it's a picture of a crucifixion, wood crucifixion, Jesus Christ on a cross, and I think he's filming it in the background, and we're seeing music, very Western music, and in the background we just see this horse and a carriage coming towards this place, and it's like an outpost. It's a farm. They also have rooms to rent and drink and all this stuff in Wyoming, I think it was. The scene must have lasted a minute, and maybe I'm wrong on that, but before the scene was over, Doug was snoring, and I thought, this is going to be a long movie for him, or it's going to be a quick movie because he'll sleep through the whole thing.
Right.
And so once in a while, I'll nudge him, hey, why don't you wake up? He goes, what did I miss? I'm like, absolutely nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind Quentin Tarantino's movie. Mm-hmm. And
Daddy and I saw Sisters.
How was that?
It was, I expected it to be 90 minutes.
And it?
And it wasn't. It was 2 hours. So it was, you know, half an hour too long. You know, they're a cute team. Mm-hmm. They're a cute team. But it was a solid B movie.
You know, and it would have been better if it was 90 minutes long.
It would have been better. And also, for whatever reason, I could not get closed captioning on it. So, and I really need it because they talk so fast.
Right.
I want to have a good, you know, enjoy the you know, the lines and everything, I definitely want to to have that. So, solid B. Solid B.
I'll take that. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. They it's almost funny, should have though, a second movie. Oh, go ahead.
James Brolin is their father. Mm-hmm. Diane Wiest is their mother. And these two seem to be everybody's, you know, if there's an adult, you know, female in their 40s, it seems like James Brolin and Diane Wiest are their parents, you know.
Are they that same couple that's in that family show?
Yes.
I don't
yes.
know what it's called.
Same couple.
The family? Not the family, it's, but.
Yeah, something like
that?
The family, I think.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're right. They're just now the typical older married couple.
James Brolin's a good looking.
And Diane Wiest is cute and attractive.
Yeah, father.
And
he's got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just, he's successful, but now he's just a little doofus.
Quirky,
a little goofy.
Right. The man took care of his family for the last 40 years.
Right.
But now that he's retired, he's nobody.
Right.
Right. That typical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
There you go.
There you
Boom.
Go.
Boom,
girl.
Done next. Yeah. Awesome.
Reviews. We should have an actual song that we call.
Well, I have a business idea for you. It just popped into my head. You should have instead of Cliff Notes for movies, it'd be Christine Notes for movies.
Uh-huh.
And you would just edit the crap out of a movie so it's just 90 minutes long. And you just have to tell people, hey, Warner Brothers or whoever did this movie,
exactly.
I want, please give me permission to take your 2.5 hour movie and put it into 90 minutes. Because most people don't want to see anything longer than 90 minutes.
After 90, you know, here's the perks of 90 minutes, especially if you're like me and watch it from your bed, mm-hmm. you know. 90 minutes, you don't have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
You can snack mm-hmm. 90 minutes. And,
right. And not feel too guilty.
Right. You probably won't fall asleep.
Right.
Especially if it's somewhat decent.
And since you're in your bed, chances are you're going to fall asleep if it's past 90 minutes.
Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing. Act one, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Second act, 30 minutes. Festival of the Sacred Cows, the final
5-10
exactly. That's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Christine Notes.
Right. That's just my idea. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but try it. I think it could
Thank
really
you.
Do
I'll
well
take
for
it.
You. Yeah,
I'll take
you should
it.
Take it. And then there'd be like Academy Award category uh-huh. for like which movies were edited the best into that 90-minute format.
And, you know, they say that everything's in the editing.
Everything's in the editing, for
even,
sure.
Even like the housewives, you know, they'll ask, Andy Cohen will ask a housewife a question. How did this happen? She goes, oh, Andy, you know it's all just
editing.
Yeah.
So
enough about that for now.
We're going to talk about it a little bit later.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll get to it, to
I
be honest
either.
With you.
I don't either.
So I just want to say right now, we're going to talk about Elliot's Corner. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. All right. You like my little song? Hopefully I can plug that in there.
Elliot's Corner.
So anyway, I really do believe that you can learn everything you want to learn from your dog in so many ways.
I do too, honey.
So Elliot's a Wheaton Terrier, darling dog.
Puppy.
And I'm taking a training class. Had a little mix up with a training class this week. Mm-hmm. I usually go on Monday nights, but she...
I know.
Moved it. I didn't know. She didn't tell me.
Yeah.
So
well,
a lot of
us
showed up. Yeah. So I went on Wednesday night and that was fine. But the biggest complaint I have about my dog and that we're working on is that he likes to chase things and bark at things. Not because he's aggressive, but because he's a terrier. He likes to chase cars. If he sees a dog walking outside, he'll want to chase the dog from the inside. Bark. If I'm outside, he sees a walker, he'll want to like bark mm-hmm. and wag his tail. Mm-hmm. He's not of aggressive a dog at all. I thought it was cute initially. However, now we're to the point where we can't take him out and just hang out at the park.
I know, it's true.
If the park is crowded.
Yeah. That's how Dad last Sunday, Dad and I, you know, took him, and we thought we were going to have an, but it was busy at the park.
Right.
And he barked at any car, anybody walking. And it just was, instead of having a sweet, peaceful afternoon, I was a nervous wreck.
Right. And you came home and you were not happy.
Not a happy camper.
And the rules apply even now. If Mama's not happy, no one's happy. And so I had commented, I said, now guys, we were in agreement to do what the trainer said. And that is when he barks inappropriately, you take him by his collar, or not his collar, his chain, or, you know, and you yank him, and you said, leave it, in a very loud, stern voice. Leave it, you know. I go, did you do that? And he's like, well,
we
not
threw
really.
Chicken at him.
Yeah, great. You rewarded him. That's what happened.
That was the only thing I could have. We had chicken.
Yeah, because doing what you were supposed to do would require Dad to be on the ball. And it's not fun to train a dog.
No.
Especially, and here's the deal. You have to train them in situations that causes the problem.
Yes.
So here you
go. Yes, that's true.
You have to go to a park where it's crowded out, mm-hmm. so the dog then can act poorly, mm-hmm. which means that you're stressed out because you have a poorly acting dog.
Because all I want to do is my Sudoku, my advanced Sudoku.
Yeah, and everybody's looking at you. And now you have to train him.
Everybody's looking at us and thinking, you have a poorly trained dog.
It's like a crying kid at an
airport. I can remember
an airplane.
When we had the border collies, we took him to Chicago. There's an actual
dog park
on the beach. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Right.
And both Charlie Ray and Molly Marie were not great. And I remember this one guy came up. He had two Pomeranians.
Yeah.
And he says, aren't your dogs socialized? I'm like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, they're socialized with us. They hang out with us all the time. And they have each other.
So we were like, we were shamed in the city.
Right.
On the dog park beach.
And I refuse to have that happen now.
Right.
And that's why he is socialized. He goes to play and stay twice a week and hangs out with other dogs. But we need to be able to take him anywhere we want to go. Now, we're all in agreement on this. However, I don't know if you heard earlier, but we had a barking dog in the other room.
Yes.
And he was barking for about 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, now, Normano, you're supposed to yank him by his chain, mm-hmm. and say, leave it from the first bark. Because the one thing my trainer said was, you let him get away with it once. All the work you've done up to that point.
That's true.
They forget it.
Right.
Or they're like, oh, it was just a pretend or a joke.
Right.
And I thought to my, and then my trainer says, you need to bring them out into situations where it pushes the limits of their behavior, mm-hmm. so that they can act poorly and then you can train them.
And that's a commitment, people.
It's a commitment.
That's a commitment.
But I also thought that's how it is for life.
Yes.
In a lot of different ways.
I got to go out into situations where I'm not
behaving badly. I'm behaving badly. Yes. And then try to behave better.
Yeah.
Well, you'll
yank my chain, girlfriend. And you have.
I've yanked Dad's chain many times as well. But I'll yank my own chain. I don't care. I'll just yank anybody's chain.
Can I say something really quick, or should I not?
Sure.
We were all together because we were doing training yesterday. Yeah. And
I decided to go with you guys.
You decided to go with us to help us train Elliot and put him in poor situations. And I ratted on Dad a little bit. I just, for whatever reason I did, I don't know why I did it, but I told you, I go, in front of Dad, I said, Julie, Dad had a brownie yesterday.
Now, here's the whole thing about this. We as a family made a commitment to not have sugar for 30 days.
Right.
Just to try it. For me, this is not my parents' problem as much as it is my problem. I had a little sweet tooth. And if candy's in the house or something's in the house, I will eat it. A bite here, come back, bite there, you know, a little bit here in the car, whatever, driving, doesn't matter. And I thought to myself, you know, this is getting to be a pretty bad habit, especially since you should only have like 400 calories of a sweet thing a week. And typically mm-hmm. one day a week is kind of like the 80-20 rule, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I was having it more, but we all made that commitment. And he got his test results back from the doctor, and he doesn't have a lot of problems, but he has a little high elevated A1C and a mildly high, just a little bit high blood sugar on a fasting. But the problem is his medication that he would have to take to lower it makes him sick.
Right.
So he doesn't have any medication, which is fine, which is great. So
I instigated it.
You did start it.
I did. I just, we're driving to the park.
Yes.
Ellie's going to be trained. And I go, oh, by the way, I said it very innocently.
Yeah, you're fine.
Norm had a brownie yesterday.
And I just got on his butt like no one's business. And I thought, I laughed afterwards because I thought it was hysterical. Like, who am I to do this to him? But I'm his daughter.
Do you remember what you said, though? It was so funny.
I said, your A1C is way too high for you to be having sugar like that. You better knock that crap off. And he's like, okay.
And Normando calls these things, he doesn't call them father-daughter moments.
No.
When Julie gets on him, he calls them the daughter-father moments.
Right.
And so you had a daughter-father moment.
Well, and it's so funny because on the outside, this guy looks really healthy, you know? And then we get his test results back, and it's not like they're super duper. It's not like his blood sugar is over 200 and his A1C is 30. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, or
right.
8, whatever highly elevated. It's not
right.
like that.
Right.
But it's enough that he has to modify it with diet because he can't take any kind of medication.
Makes him sick.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, don't tell me that if you don't want me to know.
So that was like the little circle.
I did, and it was so funny.
Where, you know, I'm like,
I'm just supporting him in his dreams.
Exactly.
Because he wants to be healthy, he wants to live long, and he wants to give up sugar as well. For once a week, you know.
But it's funny though, because he was like, Chrissy, why'd you say that?
Yeah,
why'd you start that? You know, and so we had this very interesting exchange.
But the truth is, we've all read each other out at one time or another.
Yes,
I mean, I can just claim it. I know we all have, and it's okay. It's kind of funny, and so forth. But I'm sure Dad's like, oh, great. Now Julie's on my butt. And then I laughed and I said, Dad, you can do whatever you want, really. Mm-hmm. You really can. You're an adult.
No, I can't, Julie.
No, I can't.
You're on my case.
Exactly. But
back to Elliot.
Going back to Elliot's corner. I mean, really, we can learn everything we need to know by how we treat our dog or how we train our dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like in our, the trainer's like, take him out into the community. He does great at the dog store. We go in there at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
He walks the aisles. He's getting better and better about everybody not being distracted.
Just loves him.
Our trainer calls our dog highly distractible. And he loves to do obstacle courses. But we're working on him coming to me when I say, come, Elliot, you know, and when there's distractions around. Because the last thing he'll want to do is do what I'm asking him to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's so cute because you'll say, come, and he'll start running towards you in about, like, 3 yards out. He, like, stops and makes a beeline to something else.
Something that's distracting him. Mm-hmm. Who knows what. So we're learning. And when I was reading that blood pressure book, it was like 30 days to lower blood pressure or whatever. A couple of the days, you're really supposed to go out into your community and be of service.
Mm-hmm.
Start having a bigger life.
A bigger picture.
A bigger picture of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason why is because you are taking things away from you that...
Yes.
I call them the give up habits.
Right.
You know, you might have to give up sugar or give up high sodium or high fat things.
Right.
Or you know, not permanently, but like the 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 80% of your diet should be healthy, good stuff. And then the 20% once in a while doesn't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you're there at that you got to really be careful.
You know, we have a great chapter in our book, you know, The Clutterfly Effect on the 80-20 rule. And just to let anybody know.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because I read back there and because we've kept renewing our mind.
Right.
I want to add more stuff. So we may have to come up with a second edition eventually.
A 2.0.
Exactly, for sure. And so I think we're all sometimes being called to do bigger things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the stress of it keeps us small or the quote-unquote hassles of it keep us small.
A number of things keep us small. The give up things,
yes,
that you were just talking about,
right,
tends to.
Now I've tried to give up sugar many times before, and I did give up sugar once before in my life when I was like in my early 20s,
mm-hmm.
and I remember it would insidiously come back in. Like I would have, like chocolate muffins. Well, a muffin's not really a sugar thing. You know,
it's like 2 tablespoons in a whole batch, you know.
And then so I can see where
the slippery slope.
It is slippery slope, especially when your taste buds are.
Also, too, you have, I'm just going to add this in from a therapeutic, you know, a therapist's point of view, is that with your grandma, you had many, many, many good experiences.
Oh, right.
You know, making pies, cookies, cakes with her when you were younger. And I still think that that is an association that you have with sugar, too. Like
100%.
It makes you feel roasty toasty and cozy.
And typically when I'm stressed out, it's the first thing I go to. Well, I don't smoke and I don't drink, so.
I don't smoke.
Give me my booze, please. No. No, but it is true. I have many associations, positive associations with that. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to create new positive associations.
Right.
And I remember giving up diet soda and trying several times before I really did it that last time. Mm-hmm. And only reason why is because there's no point to it. I mean, it's really, diet soda literally is just chemicals. And also, too.
You mean there's no nutritional value?
No, none.
No way.
Except that it, from what I read, too, it said it fakes your body into producing insulin because it thinks it's having sugar, which it's not. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, well.
Psych.
Forget that. And the only thing I really miss is that burn on your throat. That I don't know what it is, that carbonated acid burn.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that because how far you come, you know?
Right.
And I can remember probably in the 90s, maybe in the 90s, like my two favorite things at night would be I'd have a great big diet soda and a bag of microwave popcorn.
Yeah, probably Tab, wasn't it?
I don't know. But both things now I've given up because I know, I mean, I still have popcorn, but I don't have.
You have air pop.
The microwave popcorn, you know, and I no longer have the soda of
we
any kind.
We keep renewing our mind, and when you read that microwave popcorn has Teflon in it or something crazy.
Some kind of weird thing. You go,
you're
really?
Like, well,
I'm paying money for that? I got to do that?
Well, it's funny because I remember back in when microwave popcorn first came out.
Yeah.
I mean, first we had to have microwaves.
Yes.
And
I spent $600 for the first microwave
and
just to do microwave popcorn.
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember in the first couple of years that came out, Dad had a load of microwave popcorn.
Delivery. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You guys talked about this and you said, or was it the batter, the I don't know, but whatever it was, he said it made his trailer smell so, so bad.
Wow. I don't remember that.
Oh, really? And so he said he had to, you know, spend $80 to clean the trailer out and all that stuff.
Good Lord.
So, yeah. But anyway, so that's kind of what I've learned from my dog this week.
Yeah.
I've learned about, first of all, consistency is everything. Mm-hmm. You've got to push yourself out of your comfort zone to grow, to have growth, and to become a better citizen of the world.
And also, you may be doing things right 10 times, but that one time you don't do it,
it's a slippery slope.
It erases it
all. So, and if it does, just forgive yourself and move on. Mm-hmm. Tweak yourself there. Mm-hmm. So, are you ready to talk about, well, first of all, I want to say one thing.
Sure.
You can go to our prosperitypostcards.com website, prosperitypostcards.com.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I go there, girlfriend?
Well, you put your little name and email address in there, and what you do is you get us every day for a whole year in your inbox. It's a little audio postcard, 2 to 3 minutes long, talking about just different spiritual concepts.
Prosperity,
all designed to help you feel better that moment and to get you going and thinking about thoughts that promote more prosperity in your life.
Mm-hmm. I've had people email me saying, oh my gosh, your prosperity postcard today was exactly what I needed to hear.
Exactly.
I always find that so cool, you know?
Oh, for sure. And it's there for everybody. So just go to prosperitypostcards.com.
Oh, sorry about that. We did change our email address because we were getting, we had gotten hacked. So now it's support at the Clutterfly?
No, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Okay.
Support at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com, mm-hmm. mostly because our inbox had just become so many ads that it just I couldn't get rid of it all.
Right, right.
So, bye-bye. We'll start new. We'll start fresh. Mm-hmm. You ready for a little pillow talk?
Pillow talk.
All right, girlfriend. Here we go. We're talking about our pillow talk. Thank you, Doris Day. Our pillar talk. And today we really want to talk about finances. And
finances, is that really one of the support structures of our lives?
Yes. And mostly because finances have a way of going into every other part of our pillars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about our body, and it's like, well, yeah, our body's good, but it'd be great to have more money to go to a different gym or to go swimming or to try that new cryo.
You wanted to try that new cryo bar.
I want to be frozen from the head down to help with inflammation.
I guess the neck down.
neck down. And those things cost money. I mean, a lot of the things that improve our lives and the way we have it here cost money. So finances are definitely important to have that be a strong spoke on the wheel,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And it's not just about making more. It's about also feeling like you don't have the lack. Because when we feel the lack, we make decisions based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we make poor decisions based on the feeling of lack.
Even though we have maybe enough that, you know, more than we need or whatever. But it's right. Our internal feeling about ourselves. And usually it is about lack.
And if we attract from our feeling state,
you bet.
It's important to, I was listening to this one gentleman. He said, I woke up feeling lack and feeling broke, and I went to bed prosperous. Now, I'm going to say he didn't win the lottery. Mm-hmm. He literally chose to feel prosperous.
So it was abundant. A mind shift.
It was a mind shift. And that mind shift has to occur.
It does.
Otherwise, everything you do in regards to finances is about fear.
Fear. Lack.
Lack. You don't feel like giving.
Intimidation.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share a couple stories with you. I mean, I might have shared these with you in the past, but they're really good stories.
Certainly relevant now.
Yes. I mean, one was I had a client that was just struggling, feeling abundant and prosperous.
Could not do it.
Could not do it. And then had a hard time creating goals because of that, because everything would, well, this wouldn't work out. And I said, well, let's go back up then. Let's just kind of get a bigger picture of where you're at. How much debt do you have? It's like, none. I can't really have debt.
And this was after several weeks of,
right.
of, you know, coaching.
Yes.
I remember this. You were so shocked. You had to hang up the phone.
Yeah. Well, I did. I'm going to call you back or let's so I can have a different plan, a game plan. But it's interesting because in her mind, having credit and debt meant you were prosperous. But having no debt meant she was broke. And so we had to work with that because most of the time...
I can't even get my brain around
it. No, it's people that go, well, I'm in debt. I don't own anything. I'm in debt.
Mm-hmm. Or most people just think... I just need more money.
More money.
I just
exactly.
need more money. How do I get more money?
More.
And even like, I love this one quote from Bruce Lee, and I'm going to be paraphrasing, unfortunately, but it's not about adding things to your life sometimes. It's about what you subtract.
Right.
And there is abundance in subtraction.
For sure.
You know, and I think we're talking about a bigger issue than, you know, most people go, can you give up your Starbucks? You know, if you give up your Starbucks, blah, blah, blah.
The little dollars here and there matter.
Sure.
But they don't matter as much as coming from a place of prosperity and victory in your day.
Right.
Because you do think bigger.
And you make different decisions.
Right. Now, I'm also going to talk about this idea of giving and receiving.
Right.
We talk about, I mean, the Bible even says.
It's better to give than receive.
And you work to be a giver.
Right.
And then you are taken care of and you are blessed abundantly.
Mm-hmm. I think it's called you're blessed to be a blessing.
Right. And I remember I had a huge faux pas and I still think about this once in a while. I was working with a client for a while, and she was having such great success, and she wanted to give me more money. And I denied her that.
You shut her down right away.
I shut her down. I said, no, that's okay. You know, we're fine. And I considered her a friend, too. We were coaching, a friend around coaching. But I was happy for her and her success. Now, this was in the beginning, and I knew better, but that's where those old habits come in.
Right.
Because not only did I not receive that from her, right, which would have said, yeah, I'm opening to the world giving it to me in any form.
Right.
I took away from her the idea of giving more.
Right. And it was better to give than receive. And you stopped that from her.
And I stopped it from her.
Right.
And so
we would never do that today.
No. And immediately I knew I was wrong. But then you're like, how do you go back? No, I changed my mind. I'll take it from you. Then you just kind of, like that. So I realized, whoa, I have a problem with receiving because I hurt myself and I hurt her.
Yeah.
And I said, God, forgive me now. I am forgiven and move on, and that will never happen again. And I will have a good example for my coaching practice.
So true, though.
On how this plays out.
Right.
So don't do what I did.
That's right.
Do what I say. Right. In this situation. Please do what I say. And so, but you can see why I'm going to kind of bring this into the feelings of your dreams. Because we only have 3 minutes left. Mm-hmm. But this idea that your feelings do kind of hurt your dreams.
Yeah.
If how you're not conscious of that.
Right. Nothing matters more than that you feel good because you attract mm-hmm. from your feeling state.
And nothing matters more than you feel good and feel victorious towards right. where you're going towards.
Correct.
Because if not, it's going to be painful and you're going to make decisions based out of lack and
yeah.
fear.
You make decisions. I can't even tell you how many decisions I've made based on fear.
Right. Or no options even.
Right, right. I bought a camper, several years ago, and it was really based on fear. Right. I have to tell you,
Someone's going to go, how did you buy a camper based on fear? But it was 100%, you're 100% right.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I was like, well, what happens if the economy changes? It's 2008 all over again. Yada, yada, yada. And so when I bought this camper, it was based on fear. Mm-hmm. And I that was just my point, that you can make different yes. decisions based on fear as opposed to based on a solid, empowered right. Thought,
And that doesn't mean that, we've had people heard stories of people being so much in their prosperity that they're gonna outbuy themselves or like buy a house they can't afford mm-hmm, yet. Mm-hmm. That really is living scary. Ahead of your dreams.
That's scary. Yeah.
You're not. It's one thing to know exactly where you are at, mm-hmm. being firm, being prosperous, mm-hmm. and knowing you're going to get there and then going, well, I'm here now. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you're mm-hmm. not there now. You mm-hmm. believe you're going to get there and you received it.
Yeah. Like say in truth, you're there because, you've coming from a place of victory, but in the facts, you're right. still not there.
You're on the path. You're on that path.
Right. Don't mix those two up.
Right. Exactly. And that takes some
finesse.
Yeah, exactly. It takes some big time finesse and so forth. And so I think that's why we talk about, I just want to say one thing too, and if you went and got the 7 A's, mm-hmm. How to get what you want without breaking a sweat.
I hope you did. Mm-hmm. See the sweatband, girls.
Go to theclutterflyeffect.com. If it's not there, it will be there in a couple of days. Right. So just hold your horses. It's coming.
Hold your A's.
Yes, hold your A's, all of them. But we talk about that feeling like when you're starting on your goal or doing something, and you feel like you're going to be victorious and mm-hmm. that you already are victorious, mm-hmm. doing those actions, you're not causing a sweat. Mm-mm. You're just getting through them, right?
And also when an obstacle comes in your path, it's not like, how many times have people said, I'm supposed to quit because there's an obstacle here?
Yeah, what? This is the evidence that shows me I'm not supposed to do this.
Right, exactly.
No. You made a decision to do this.
Right.
And if you start something from a place of, well, this is a 50-50 chance of happening, it may never come to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you feel the difference?
Difference, totally.
Yeah, you feel, what's the point? And then, like you said, any obstacle that comes in your way is more evidence of what you really believe.
Right.
Which is, it wasn't yours to begin with anyway.
Right.
And that is painful. Right. It's a painful existence.
And then you wonder why you have sort of wishy-washy results.
Right. And we don't want
mediocre results.
Mediocre results. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So I just want to say, everyone, thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, we didn't talk about the housewives, but maybe we'll start off earlier with that next time. But you and I, we have so much to share with everybody.
Yeah. Go to bbsradio.com, /life with girlfriends.
ChristineMarieAndJulie.com for Mama's blog.
The ButterflyEffect.com.
Yep. And we want you to feel prosperous today.
And prosperitypostcards.com.
For sure. And if you woke up feeling broke, or
I want you to go to bed feeling...
feel prosperous.
Yes.
It's just a shift. It's a mind shift. Wherever your dream is, write it down right now mm-hmm. and claim that this is going to come to pass mm-hmm. and you're starting from a place of victory mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. Believe it. Know it. We've all been there. It is just making a quality decision to do it. And we love you guys.
Love
Thanks
ya.
For listening. Bye-bye. It was great. It was great. It was great.